Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm.
You lie.
Good evening, everyone. This is James Smith, better known as Bone Crusher, a former heavyweight champion of the whole wide world, bringing greetings to you from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I want to welcome everyone to the call tonight. We have a very special guest tonight. We met a few months ago, and he's going to bring some words of wisdom, but I just want to share with you all that I've been involved with cryptocurrency and OneCoin for over a year, and we've been doing this call for many, many months. And without further ado, I want to introduce Mr. Tory Bailey from Nashville, Tennessee, and he's going to give us some words of wisdom tonight. Tory, if you're there, just take it away, my friend.
I got somebody there, but I don't know. It's a 310 number. They'll lie. Is that Beverly?
That's Beverly. Yeah.
But I don't see Tory. He ain't hit one.
615.
I don't see that. I don't see him.
Okay. All right. We'll just converse a little bit and wait for Tory. And Pastor Nathan Hill has done an excellent job on helping us do this call every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Pastor Hill, would you like to share a few words, a couple words?
I'll
wait for Tory.
I tell you. All right. I'm just happy to be here again on a Friday night. I'm excited about everything that's going on in the company right now. I know a lot of people got some issues, but I feel encouraged myself because I feel like sometimes change is good. And I'm just happy to see what the company is going to offer us in Houston this Saturday, waiting for the report to come back. We got a lot of people from South Carolina that went down there to represent us. So I think we're going to be well represented in Houston this weekend. And I think the only thing we can get out of this is just good news. I'm ready. How about you, Pastor?
I am ready to go. While we're waiting for Tory Bailey, Tory, if you're there, press 1 to speak and take it away. And
while we're waiting,
can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I got it.
Take it away, Tory. How are you doing tonight?
Guys, just was checking in with you, making sure it was coming in okay tonight. Glad to be with you, Bonus. It was good to be here, man.
Yes, sir. Great to have you.
Well, guys, we know that we've got the big portion of the family is down in Houston, Texas tonight. I'm making my way back from dinner right now, and I was grateful to be able to stop in here with everyone tonight. So glad that everyone's here. Just got to get a little bit of got to get a little cream for the coffee in the morning. As you know, those Saturdays at our house are pretty pumping, and we try to. Just lately, we've been having people come by to take meetings and do webinars, conference calls, and things of that nature. But the exciting news is that this weekend, as we speak, actually, there is a eat and greet, as they call it, one of the super event weekends. They call it, basically culminates on the Super Saturday, when the team is getting together this weekend. Houston, Texas, guys, is on the map for cryptocurrency, and it's happening as we speak. So like I say, that first meet and greet is occurring right now, and many of the leaders are gathered together in Houston at the site of the facility, probably some smaller groups, just like, well, for instance, the one we're having here tonight in a virtual capacity online, where they're getting the first glimpses at what's going to be, as we're understanding it, a United States approved company. We don't have a lot of the details, and a lot of those, even if we, some of us have a few details, we're being real. Let's just call it that with the delicate information, because, you know, it's a pretty delicate thing that we're rolling out when you look at competition or putting a competitor in the ring, so to speak, pardon the pun, Bones, but when you throw a competitor in the ring with money, and there's an alternative now for people to make a payment system, that's really delicate information. And of course, any company, wouldn't matter if it was, if the product was a new payment or value retention or alternative or learning system, it wouldn't matter what it was. No company would want to roll out all of the specifics just on any random call. And the cool thing about this company is that we can function as independent marketing associates. Now, if we were involved early enough, we're actually international independent marketing associates. That's pretty exciting in and of itself. But considering that moving forward now, we've got the chance to be part of a new division, a separate entity altogether, that is the competitor. It's the contender. It's the new kid on the block that's looking for recognition in the cryptocurrency arena. And those of us, again, that have been around for a year and seen what the first installment that we were all involved with was a learning platform. The asset that was associated with it has grown rapidly, steadily, rapidly in comparison to some other things, but and exceeding the growth companies that were trying to sort of throw their hat into the same arena or into the same ring. They just didn't have what we had in the way of infrastructure, leadership. They didn't have what we had in the way of a bonus pay plan to reward people. Make sure that my audio is correct. You guys still got me out there?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Good deal. Okay, I just changed audio and got back in the vehicle here. But they didn't have what we had in the way of education, leadership, or bonus plan. And quite frankly, it's not boasting when all you're doing is sharing the facts. And the facts are, as we shattered records with that company. Now, with the information that's about to be released, we are set to do it. And it's right here in our backyard. You know, a lot of the groundwork was laid, and much of the information that's pertinent is right there in your education package that you bought. Now, if you're part of that and you're grandfathered in and you haven't dug into that education, we encourage everybody to go get back. That's what you bought. That's the nuts and bolts of what you bought. And so many things, as we said, it is delicate information, but so many things are generally described there in the education package about the ways that companies embark on large growth, or even for that matter, venture capital, international growth and things. And it's another reason it's a delicate subject is that you got to be particularly skilled and trained in those fields to discuss some of that stuff. And hey, if you're brand new and you didn't already know, rest assured, we've got attorneys in place and proper certifications and the proper credentials to spearhead all of these sort of areas that we are treading into. But it all kind of falls under the umbrella of, if you haven't heard this one, guys, take a pencil and paper and write it down. It's going to be a name. That's going to be a tip of your tongue kind of catchphrase for the next probably decade. FinTech, financial technologies, and any of the spinoff industries that are going to come from it is going to be where some profit's going to lie. Perhaps millions, perhaps even to the tune some are saying of billions. But when you look at the savings and what it's going to, not only what it's going to earn people, what it's going to save people, you start getting into the realm of trillions of dollars or even greater than that, hundreds of, tens of hundreds of trillions of dollars. So is that something that somebody should take lightly, or that, you know, anybody for that reason would just passively say, I don't know if I need to hear about that? Are you kidding me? An industry that's going to, you know, rival the likes of what Groupon, Microsoft, Google, these are tip-of-your-tongue household word companies that everybody just about, I mean, unless you're living in a very remote place, you've heard of these companies. You've taken advantage of the services and offerings that they've posted on the internet, and it's become, it's made your life easier. Well, the greatest thing that could happen now, a competitor for money, make life easier, make payments less tedious as far as procedural. You know, there may be a few procedures getting involved, mining your coins here and figuring that whole part out. Well, as I say, infrastructure, there's a great team to help you do that. So getting over those hurdles, which are really not hurdles at all, it's just a matter of a few variables, and you make your way through those, and all of a sudden you've retained value here. Well, if the payment system's easier, if it's got less fees, and on top of that, as the world comes to take knowledge and note of it, there's where the appreciation is. It's a more secure system, and you will learn about that with your education platform. But because of it being a more secure system, and because of, there's another important variable, guys, that if you haven't picked up on this, a finite number, and it doesn't matter, James, if we're swapping bags of sugar, if we both decided intrinsically that that was a valuable exchange for whatever goods or services or skills or abilities that we agreed upon exchanging that bag of sugar for, sugar just became money, didn't it? I mean, guys, we know where real value lies. Well, when you continue to print whatever it is you're using for money over and over and produce it over and over and over again, you know, if it were, even if it were sugar, you can only have so much sugar in the bats there before it's going to go rotten on you, and you're just not going to be able to store so much of it. And therein lies the problem right now, guys, with your money system that at large, at the current standing, they've printed themselves into complete drowning oblivion. they're swimming in such a sea of currency, it's hard to even keep track of it all. And many of us can sit comfortably now in our homes and see on our internet or on our cable television airwaves large sums of money for weapons or narcotics or illegal activities, and you start to wonder, gosh, there's maybe where some of the problem is. Stockpiles of cash hoarded and leaving the country. Interesting to note, as it were recognized as reserve currency, that dollar had a certain strength. But because of the printing and printing and printing of it, that strength has become weaker and weaker and weaker. See, there's where that finite number comes into play. Not only are these a very secure value points or points of storage for value, but it's also only going to be a certain finite number available to us in these blockchains. In this particular blockchain, it becomes a flavor of the day, which is going to give you the best value, which is going to give you the most proven security. I'll give you one example here for you tonight, is that for several months, the international installment of the first company had a sort of a bounty on the table, 100,000 euro bounty, a reward, if someone could hack the system. Guys, it never happened, and that reward was removed. That idea was taken out of circulation because, in fact, our system wasn't hacked. So, funny, during that time, one of the really large banks here in the United States had a national embarrassment with internal corruption. So, and it made national news, and they didn't dispute it. Matter of fact, they've actually begun the process of restoring some of those accounts now for those people that were harmed by that. But that's a long, tedious process, and it should have never happened. But James, you know, this is exciting, and like we said, there's an incredible event going on in Houston. We're not going to be unethical or out of line here and try to make large, bold promises or even step out of line and share facts or any statistics that aren't real yet. So we want to be responsible, but I'm excited to know that we've already done this once. Many lives, you know, you can go in the realm and say tens of hundreds, well, hundreds or even in the thousands of lives already have been touched by the new change of cryptocurrency. And it was such a success that we know a new installment, a new style of coin or a new company rollout with some of the same people involved, the same upstanding, responsible business people, some of which my dad and I have been in business with off and on for 20-plus years. And so these are proven success stories, proven to be upstanding, responsible business people. And so to even it's not even a second thought when we think of getting in business again with what this next phase will be or kind of shifting gears to take on, you know, letting the chips fall where they may with the decisions that need to be made by the regulators and the evaluators, the auditors, all the important people that are players in this important chess match that is cryptocurrency and including in day-to-day life. A lot has to happen. But these guys and girls that have gotten on board here and grown this first installment, now they're ready to gear up here. James, we're looking at maybe midsummer to being with you out there in Myrtle Beach because we know by then things will have taken shape full board and we will be up and running with this new phase, this new development. And I'm excited to come out there with my pop and take a few swings at some golf balls. We're not professional golfers by any stretch of the imagination. But yeah, Dad said he's not even amateur, but I'm going to let him speak up and share a few minutes of dialogue with you tonight about that upcoming tournament. We're excited to be out there with you. Looking up forward to that in June there in Myrtle Beach with you, James.
Thank you very much, Tori, and that was very informative there. Appreciate you.
Well, yes, sir. We just know that this is going to be the place to be, man, and we're thrilled to be in business with people at the caliber that you are, James Bone Crusher Smith, guys, WBA heavyweight champ of the world, to be in his next phase of life doing what he needs to do, you know. It's James, we're as happy to be around people like you that, you know, you take time for the kids, you take time for your community. So to be able to do business in a community with you is just, it's a blessing, man. It's we're touched by it. We're really blessed by it.
Well, I'm very grateful and excited about being in business with you and other people we met. Since we've been involved, and if your dad wants to say a few words at this time, feel free to do that.
Speak up, Pop. You know, they're just coming in off of a trip. We were, I can say, gratefully, had this been a couple years earlier, they're coming in from a family trip where my grandfather just passed recently. I'm sad to say, but we'll just say that, you know, had it not been for this company, don't know that we'd have had the freedom of time, freedom, and the financial resources, the funds to make the trip. And so, that's a blessing. And there's good, bad, and maybe indifferent things that come up. And if you can't manage it financially, it's going to be hard to manage it emotionally. You know, my dad can speak to that better than I can. He's going to speak up here for a minute.
Well, I wasn't really prepared to talk tonight. I'm still kind of worn out from the trip that we took. We did go up to Virginia, and it was kind of a special thing trip for me to start with. We went up there. They were going to induct me into my high school athletic hall of fame, but it snowed it out, and we came back to Nashville. Well, snowed it out. That's as good a term as I can say. A whole lot of snow came, and they had to call it off. So anyway, we came back to Nashville, and we were 30 minutes from the house, and we got a call that my wife's father had passed away. So we, you know, got in bed and slept about 4 hours and washed some clothes and took off and were able to go back to Virginia. And I'm sure, you know, a year before we got in involved with cryptocurrency, there was no way we could have done something like that. And we also stayed in a motel while we were up there, we've never been able to afford that. I mean, we've stayed in motels, but I'm saying things were really tough a couple of years ago. So everything has turned around just unbelievable for us, and it can for anybody that really wants to, you know, get serious about it. And I've never seen anything like this in my life, and I think there's a whole lot of other people that can say the same thing. And so I just hope people will, you know, really take time to learn what it's all about and hopefully change their lives as much as we have. But anyway, I'm looking forward to swinging at a few golf balls. We were at a tournament here, benefits for the Heimerdinger Foundation golf tournament. We didn't play in it, but last year, one of the guys, I can't even think of his name now, Tori, the famous skater.
Scott Hamilton.
Yeah, Scott Hamilton. He was there playing in it. Scott has, I think, cancer has come back on him again now. I think maybe the third time. But anyway, we were at one of the holes, and they were just a practice. And I asked him, could I hit a few? And he gave me a few tips on putting. So I don't know if I can hit the ball a long ways, but I might be able to win in putting from what he told me. But anyway, I look forward to maybe trying to play a little bit. And I know it's for a good cause, and that's the main reason we want to come down. Well, got a lot of reasons. We got some other friends too. I want to meet you, Bone Crusher, in person. And we have some other friends down at Myrtle Beach that we're really looking forward to see that we haven't seen in many, many years. So anyway, good luck, and everybody hang in there, and let's see what comes out of this big meeting in Houston tomorrow. Talk to y'all soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you for those words. We look forward to meeting you as well and playing some golf. I have to have some my knee replaced, and I have a little back injury. I got to get some work done on that. But maybe by June the 17th, we're going to have a cryptocurrency meet and greet. And then on Sunday, June 18th, we're going to play some golf. And we look forward to it. And Tori and Mr. Bailey, y'all open for questions if we have somebody to ask a question.
Absolutely, James. I want to also add, guys, I'm ironing out the deal right now, but in addition, you know, I talked to James about Dreams the first chance a couple months ago. I got on here and I was so excited. I was talking to the heavyweight champion of the world. I got excited. I just blabbed all the way through the call. This time I tried to slow down a little bit, James, so I hope I did a little better. But I was so excited to talk to you the first time, man, but I had started kind of compiling some inspirational thoughts, some quotes, some techniques and skills. And when I began this last year in One Life, I started what I call a Seasons of Life training program. And there was a spinoff. You know, we did a lot of recorded calls and it's tedious as far as how much stuff could be released publicly and things till the initial delicate information had been established with the regulators and things. And so I kind of ceased recording those calls, but I got to looking and realized, man, I've got a pretty good body of information here, and I think I'll call it Illumination, my first year in network marketing. I mean, because this really was my first serious year where I could actually see my life changing. I've worked in network marketing off and on for 20 years, James. I've never been able to bring in the kind of earnings, and I'm not going to share those specific numbers here tonight, as that's just not classy. But I would dare say this thing has rivaled anything else I've ever done. We'd be more than happy to field a few questions. Now, I am in the next half a mile of our trip home tonight. I am going to cross the lake, and if I lose signal, I'll dial right back in here. But, guys, if you've got questions, we'd love to field them.
Mr. Hill, how do we do that? How would open it up for questions? They just press 1 to ask the question. Pastor Hill, can you hear me? But anyway, while we're getting past the hill, Tori, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Yeah, guys, if you stayed on another network, James, if we usually push unmute whatever your number is, you push a star and that number key. Sometimes it's the six. I don't want to misquote it on your network, but it's the star key. And you say the one key, they're welcome to unmute, but I can hear you fine. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I've been asked to do a documentary of my life and going back as far as I can remember, and we'll be coming probably.
I'll call you back.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, have a good night.
Hello, Pastor Hill.
Yes.
We open it up for questions.
Yeah, we had. Okay, they're back now. They got dropped, so I'm going to put them live.
Okay. Tori, we'll be filming and starting around June, I'll be filming, and hopefully we can interview you guys to be part of my documentary if you're interested.
We'd be honored, James. To stand beside a great like you, man, that's gone toe-to-toe with the greats would be an honor. Love to work on it with you.
Okay, fantastic.
228, you lie.
Hey, Ed, good morning, or good evening.
Have a question? Comment? Joke?
They said something, but they stopped.
Dr. Hill, while we're getting him back on the line, James, my mom is here with us tonight, and she's one that I got to tell you, man, is when it came to smart devices and computers and email, I don't know that there's anybody that was more detail-oriented in learning it, but took her time. You know, I had great faith in her, but I've seen her now step up and give trainings online, co-host, you know, meetings with my dad and myself, and she's got something to contribute tonight if we could just make a moment for my mama, Vicki Bailey.
Absolutely. Welcome.
How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I just want to tell you one thing for people out there that may be listening to us that are new. When my husband and I, when he first mentioned networking to me, I thought, what is he talking about? I don't understand what you're talking about. And we were fortunate that our first adventure into kind of a networking type format business, we were lucky. We got into a really good business and we did pretty well at it. But, you know, you've got so many people, friends included, family included, that say you're crazy if you don't do traditional type business. They think you're just, you know, they're just dreamers. They're not going to, you know, amount to anything. They're going to be on the side of the street begging, you know, it's not a real business. It's a fake business. And they don't want to really work hard because they're trying to, you know, get around working hard and doing, you know, this type, other type of business. Well, let me tell you, when my husband, back a couple, about a year and a half or year and three quarters ago, got into this business, he didn't tell me for 3 or 4 months.
Uh-oh.
He was afraid that he had spent $150 and he might lose it.
Uh-oh.
That's how bad he needed that $150. He knew Mama Bailey was going to be mad if he lost money for our electric bill that month. So he didn't tell me until we had some friends come into town and they said, have you told Vicki what you got him for her birthday? And my husband kind of popped his eyes and said, no, I didn't tell her. So the guy told me, I said, oh, my gosh, now you're giving money away to terrorists. And it was my first, you know, I've never been overseas. I've never been to another country or anything. And I thought, oh, my goodness, this piece has really suckered him into this thing. This is not going to work. But I have always tried to support him in his football career and in his anything that he really wanted to do. And believe me, at my house now, we've owned this house for about 27 years, and we had not had the money to do anything on our house that we bought here in Tennessee. And so, it, needless to say, in 27 years, you can imagine what all goes wrong with the house. This year, and I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you all out there that may not believe this, we had money, cash money, to put new gutters, the overhang or whatever you call it, all of that is wrapped now in vinyl and aluminum, brand new gutters. I got a new stove and a new refrigerator, and it is gorgeous. A new wash machine. I got a brand new deck out back that's 15 by 22 foot. I'm now getting ready to redo all of our two bathrooms in our house.
New HVAC.
New HVAC.
She ain't bragging. She's just truthing.
I'm just, this is the actual fact. All of cash money for.
Bonus earnings.
Getting ready to get some brand new furniture for that beautiful deck so I can enjoy it this spring and summer. And I can just say thank you, God, that he brought this our way and my husband listened to it, didn't listen to me, that he listened to it, stayed with it, shared it with some friends and people, and it's been the best thing that's ever come along in our life. So if you're sitting on the fence tonight wanting to know what this is all about, do your education and look into it because it is the real thing, the real deal.
James, she said the best thing besides me, man. You heard that part.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ms. Bailey.
Thank you,
great,
and I can't wait
great,
to meet
great,
you.
Great testimony. I can't wait to meet you as well, and I look forward to it. We have a great time, and we want to include you guys and the cryptocurrency family all over. Anybody that wants to be involved, and we just make this documentary awesome and big. Worldwide venture, and I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just thrilled to be a part of it, man. Any way we can grow this community, it's just we're changing lives, guys. We're changing lives one life at a time. I can tell you, reaching out to international business contacts now in Uganda, Bali, India, the Philippines, the UK, Mexico, Japan. I mean, guys, these are people whose hearts beat just like yours, that yearn for more, that there's some fighters out there, there's some thinkers out there, there's some spectators, some statisticians, some mothers, some doctors, some teachers and preachers. If we could just reach out to them, we don't know the kind of network that they're already connected to and the kind of ways that just good ideas. These are just good ideas. You don't have to get so complex about what the specifics of blockchain technology is or the future of business. Just good ideas are being shared, and those connections are how you grow enormous businesses and enormous bonus bank account earnings. And you can make, you know, even if they are 20-year-old, 20-year due changes, you can get those debts paid too.
Thank you very much, Tori, and your family. We appreciate you guys being on. And Pastor Hill, do we have anyone else that would like to share, have a question at this time?
Everybody that hit one, I got them live. They're live. Everybody that hit one is live.
Okay. If not, again, we want to say thanks to the Baylor family, and with that said, we just wish we just look forward to the great news coming out of Houston, Texas, and I think Maurice is actually in California as well, but he'll be in California tomorrow.
He is.
And so we got some great things, exciting. I'm excited, man. I can't wait to hear from my guys.
I can't really wait.
Thanks to everyone. And with that said, we're going to call it a night, a wrap. And we look forward to, we do this call every Friday night at 10 o'clock. But Tori, you have a bunch of Comcast and calls and different things going on during the week, too, and we're going to plug in with you as well. And we appreciate everything, Tori.
God bless y'all, man. Love y'all. Be good.
God bless you, y'all. Have a good night. Night.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.